So consider first the basics you eat every day. What are the constants that are in your fridge? Do you always have milk and butter, bread and cheese, fruits and veggies? What do you regularly stock that is a basic food for your household? Chances are that many of you will say something like bread, milk, cheese, and butter, or something like that. And that's a great place to start. Never mind all the extras in your pantry or fridge right now. I want you to focus on the staples, the foods that you have to run to the store for at midnight if you're out of them because you'll need them the next morning. Now take an honest account of those foods. Are they real food? Are you using margarine instead of butter? Chocolate milk instead of regular milk? Processed bottled ketchup for your morning eggs? What do you have on there that isn't real food on that list? And what can you replace it with that is real food? For example, if one of your staples is margarine, you would replace that with butter, preferably grass-fed butter or organic butter, but it doesn't have to be. It can just be regular old store-brand butter. Why? Because margarine is man-made, and butter is real food. Let's take another example and apply a lifestyle choice to it next. If chocolate milk by the gallon is a staple in your fridge, you would want to go to regular milk to start with. Then you have to ask yourself what type of milk you feel truly comfortable with. Vitamin D milk would be considered the cleaner choice, but if you feel like you are drinking buckets of pure cream because you're used to only non-fat milk, then what? Will you find a middle ground and purchase low-fat milk? Will you stick with non-fat milk? Will you switch to full-fat organic milk? Well, really, it's totally up to you. See, I think we get caught up too much in the specifics. We have that diet mindset of wanting the details that will make our bodies do what we want them to do, in many cases, losing weight. But what we forget is that no matter which choice you make, in the case of milk here, any way you look at it, you just made the switch from chocolate milk filled with added processed sugars to the real stuff. That's a great step and one you shouldn't minimize. If you need to stick with non-fat milk for a while because that is what you're comfortable with, then by all means do it. If your doctor or your body only wants you to drink almond milk, then either make some or buy the unsweetened stuff from the store. Do you get what I'm after here? What I'm trying to say is that yes, you will have to make some changes to eat clean, but no, you don't have to get caught up in such minute details that you end up giving up or driving those you live with crazy. Make this work for your life. I've had people get into huge arguments on my Facebook page over whether or not it's better to drink non-fat milk or whole milk. And while non-fat milk is indeed more processed, it's still all real milk. If you want to start off with non-fat milk because that's what you're used to and work your way up to whole-fat milk, which is the cleaner choice, that's okay. If you want to stick with non-fat milk the entire time, that's your prerogative. Either way, you're drinking real milk. So do what works for you and let others do what works for them. Because in the end, you're drinking real milk instead of chocolate milk for breakfast. Make sense? The level of processing you allow in your eating plan is completely up to you. Yes, whole milk is better than non-fat, but guess what? Raw milk is better than whole milk, and raw milk is illegal in many states. So you see where even the strictest of clean eaters still sometimes make decisions based on what their own lives require, or even what's available to them. I know some of you have very strong ideals about food and and may want to argue about what I've just said here, and that's okay. I know people are very passionate about their food, but keep in mind that this is just a program to help make the transition to clean eating easier. Nobody starts off perfect, so don't sweat it. Do what's right for you and let everyone else do what's right for them. So once you have made your decisions about the staples in your kitchen, the rest will be a little easier to manage. Always start with the staples. They are your foundation to a successful transition to clean eating. So just to recap, clean eating is simply eating real, unprocessed food. Food that is as close to nature as possible. So don't get too caught up in the details unless that's truly what you want to do.